The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
Really, but I love Kobe over anybody.
Yes, sir.
Remember when we went to the game and he gave us, hey, when we went to the Laker game.
Then he looked out and he gave us a shoe.
He took his shoes off and gave it to us.
On me. I told him, like, before the game, me and Shady, you know, we young. We on the feet up. Females, we ain't gonna use the word, but females out everything. He came over, he was like, "What's up, bro?" I'm like, "Hey, I need some shoes after the game, bro." You know, I was like, "This McCoy. McCoy, you know, I'm gonna introduce me holler after the game, I swear, bro."
That's not true.
Hold on.
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying you might not remember. It was a long time ago. First of all, me and him sitting down, right? We see he make eye contact. We like, it's Kobe. He on the other side. At halftime, bro, we didn't talk to him. Some people came over and—
Who said we talked to him at halftime? I said before the game. He shook our hand before the game. What are you talking about?
We ain't talked to him before the game, bro.
So after the game we talked to him?
Hey, this on tape.
This shit live.
I talked to him. What are you talking about?
All right, maybe he talked to him. I wasn't there.
Crazy.
So what's the story? So what's the story?
I don't even care about the story no more.
What's wrong with
y'all? It just happened differently. You know what I mean?
Oh, my stomach, dog.
That's my brother, though.
It don't even matter, bro.
Yeah, this one sound better.
Yeah, it sound
like he took the shoes off right here. It was like, here, y'all.
I didn't say he took them. He gave him his shoes, bro. I said he signed them and gave them to us.
He said that you said. You said
Mamba.
That.
Mamba. He ain't do that. Mamba.
I didn't say he did that, bro.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pill. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wicked wheel straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
I had to run to the gas station, grab me some of these Celsius, right?
You got a deal on these 4-for-1?
Jerry, can you hear me? I was asking what flavors you want. They got the watermelon.
Is that a package deal?
No, because I like the peach. You want 2 grapes? I'm going to get the peach.
They got a grapefruit.
Right.
And these help you burn fat, too.
And it's essential energy, so essentially it's good for you. Ain't no preservatives in it.
Really, they got anything you want. They got an orange pomegranate, too.
Jerry.
Yeah.
There's 2 more games. That's a double dribble. It's a double dribble. This game and then we on? Okay.
What's up, Red?
You good? All right. Y'all on next? Okay.
So, man, first off, appreciate you coming on the show.
Nah, this was cool, though.
It took D-Jack to get you on the show, because for about a year, I'm asking.
The timing, it was off, because I was, you know.
But the time was right for Jack.
He got the political.
Right away, yeah, no doubt. Like,
I was like, yeah. And then I look up, like, I'll be like, yeah. I'll be wanting to fuck with y'all. I fuck with y'all show. Right. You know, I watch it. I see y'all, you know, I fuck with y'all. I support y'all. I peep it on YouTube and all that. So I've been wanting to, you know, it just, stuff was just coming up.
How do you decide to reply or not, because you know you'd be like left on red.
What you mean? How you left on? You was texting me. It wasn't through Instagram. You was texting me.
Nah, I'm messing with you.
It's crazy. Like I'm just meeting this dude, but I feel like I've been knowing.
Who, Paul?
Yeah.
This your first time meeting Paul?
Yeah. He said, "F my Lakers up." So like you ever like love cold?
He, LA though. That's what's sick about
like,
that.
I knew that. He from LA. So it's like I know you from killing us, but I don't really like it.
Right.
But you like respect it. Next year we get the
Yeah. Bro was nice.
Was he? Yeah. And he had like a slow game too. That, you know what I mean?
I'm going to tell y'all the coldest. We lost in 2010.
Okay. Yeah.
The second time around we played and we lost. So I'm out in Calabasas. That's where I'm living. I go to Johnny Rockets with my homeboy. So it's a normal day, summer. I go to Johnny Rockets and I get a burger. I'm sitting at the counter, eat my burger. This kid come in. I'm seeing him. He come in with a big ass Laker flag, right? I'm talking about something this big, dog. He got it on his shoulder. And he was like, "Hey, Paul, can you sign this for me?" I said, "If you don't get the my face, I'll slap out of you." I got so hot, dog. I was so hot.
Wait, how old was he though?
Man, he had to be like a little 12-year-old or something, dog.
Oh, he know better.
Man, he was like, "Can you sign this for me?" This was right after we lost. Right. Oh, man, I was so hot, dog.
So you never thought about like coming home and playing for the Lakers?
Mm. I mean, that was always my dream. You know what I'm saying? Growing up right here. I grew up down the street from the Forum. You know, but it was never opportunity. I never had the opportunity because like when contracts came up, it was like, all right, be a free agent or take that extension. And you know, when you got that extension in front of you, you like, oh, hell no, I ain't never had no bread. I got to sign this.
Right.
So that's going to take you the way the NBA is. You got the rookie deal, which like you there for the first 4 years under rookie deal. So then after your third year, you can assign extension, which was another 5-year deal. Mm-hmm. So I signed that. So that took me to year 9. And I was just like, damn, you know, it was a point to where I was ready to get out of there when we was losing. You know what I'm saying? I was like, man, this ain't it. You know, I need to find a better situation. But then, you know, we retooled KG, we traded for KG and Ray, and that was it.
That's crazy, too. You spoke on that. So, like, I look back at that being the big three, that era right there, like you said, you, KG,
and Ray.
I feel like y'all really started the big three because now you got everybody clicking up. You got LeBron, Chris Bosh, D-Wade. Like, talk about that a little bit. Playing with KG and Ray, like, what was that like?
I mean, dog, like, at that point, I never played with nobody at that level. Right. You know what I'm saying? And KG been MVP, and Ray, he already recognizes the greatest shooter. So they come in, and I already knew KG from high school. You know, I didn't know Ray. And it was just like, we made the trade. We just kicked it off instantly, though, because we was all at the same point in our career. We like, I'm in my 10th year. Ray and his like 11th or 12th, KG the same. And we ain't won. You know what I'm saying? We out here making the All-Star game and this and that, but you know, we trying to win it. And so we just at the point in our career, like, look, man, we gonna drop these egos. You know, I don't give a who the best player that night. We just trying to win.
Did y'all set that up? That was like,
nah, we did it through trade. See, ours was different.
Right, that's different how they
did it. Free agency, you to see a trade.
Look how I went. Look how I went. We was the worst team the year before. I got hurt, broke my foot, so we lost hella game. So we was in line for the number one pick in the draft. And that pick would have been Kevin Durant.
Word?
Yeah.
That's cold.
Look. So we didn't get the number one pick and we had the best chance to get the number one pick. We end up with the 5th pick, which is like the worst scenario could have happened. So we trade that pick and get Ray. We was like, all right, we're gonna trade that pick, get Ray. And we had all young pieces around me rebuilding. So we was like, all right, we got Ray now. So I'm like, all right, we serious about winning.
Sure.
So then we gathered up some more draft picks, a couple more young players. We gonna trade all y'all. We trade like 9 people for KG.
Got him a body. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey,
you.
And pack y'all.
And then that's how it went down. You know what I'm saying? So it's different now. These cats, they friends. They kick it in the summer. They play in the Olympics together.
Yeah. Drew Leagues.
And I don't even knock that. I think it's dope what they do. You know, they built their relationships because before it was more like, you know, I'm trying to beat you. Now they clicking up, doing businesses off the court,
right?
Playing together on the court. It's a different time of era. And at first I wasn't feeling it, but it is what it is.
But you don't think that like that part of the game? See, I feel you on that, but some of it is like the competitive nature in the game. It's like it's gone.
It's gone. Yeah.
You think it's gone? I don't think
it ain't the same though. Think about that. Y'all watch NBA, and I watch that. I can only name if five players that I feel like is competitive in the league.
Name your five. Name
the Giannis.
Yes.
Draymond.
Yep.
Westbrook. You know they play hard. You know,
regardless.
Patrick Beverly. And probably like
Luka don't play hard.
I mean, he play hard, but it's a certain, you know, that
Kevin,
dog.
Kevin Durant though.
You know that dog type mentality that you see.
Ja Morant.
Ja Morant got it.
But dog he can be different it. Though. Yeah. Can we say that? Cause like dog can be like in football terms, like a dog for Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah.
His dog compared to a dude like Marshall Faulk's dog.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If I put Kevin Durant in there.
Well, I mean, I feel like you say dog is like, yo, he can go. But when you look at somebody and say, yo, he a dog.
Like, yeah, I feel that too.
It depends on the tone. Too. Right.
Like, I feel that too. Like, yeah. Like, Giannis is a dog.
Yeah, right.
He a big dog. Like, he one of them big.
I say, because he play physical, right? Is that what it is?
When I look and I say you a dog, it look like you ain't got no friends out there.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You ain't smiling at nobody. You ain't dapping cats. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, KG was a dog.
Yes, he was.
You know what I'm saying?
So Yasha number one, you said his name a lot.
I think he the best player right now. I think he the best player in the league right now.
And is that because KD's not healthy and KD?
No, KD is nice. I mean, he a unicorn. But the way Giannis changed the game on both ends of the court.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He on defense, he can guard all the positions. He rebound, he can score at will. He just dominant. I mean, KD gonna give you the scoring every night consistent. Right. Capable of 30-40. He not the defender Giannis is. He's a great defender, but he don't impact that side like Giannis do.
And yo, in they prime, you taking LeBron or Giannis?
LeBron, for sure. I mean, LeBron led. He you put LeBron with four bums. He done took them to the finals.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Did you feel that way when he left Cleveland and got to Miami? Was that a real, like? Because I really want to dive in this conversation. Like, was that real beef?
Was that real beef?
Was that a real rivalry? You know what I'm saying?
Was it real smoke?
I wasn't ready to crown him yet. You know, I mean, I'm not crowning no younger. Because he got to show me.
Right.
This is the thing. This is when I first heard about LeBron. I was in the All-Star game. This was 2002, my first All-Star game. And there was a lot of buzz around LeBron then. And they was like, yeah, it's this kid. This one, everybody was going to see him. Jay-Z, cats was flying out. NBA players was going to see this kid in high school. I was like, who is this? So we had the All-Star game. They was like, yeah, it's this kid in high school right now that could play in this game. And I was like, what? In the All-Star game?
Yeah, what are they talking about?
I swear to God, the locker room, they was like, it's a cat in high school that can play in this game. Think about that. They didn't say make it to the NBA. They said he can play in the All-Star game. Like right now, I was like, hold on. And they didn't have no Instagram, so I could just look. Let me see where he is. If you had to go see him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, he coming to the league. I was like, man, let me see what this is about. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going at him. I mean, I'm going at him early. You know, we dropping each other off 40, boom, boom, boom. And it just, I wasn't ready to like call a young cat 21, 22 king. You know, he gonna have to earn this.
For sure.
And I think I was able to push him. You know, he was gonna be great, but I know I pushed him
to another level
because he had to go to that next level because I wasn't backing down.
I think I seen something like that where most players was giving him his credit so early.
Yeah.
And I seen you said something like we ain't scared of LeBron. We don't fear LeBron.
Yeah.
I feel like everybody was already giving him his love. And I think that comes from a different era. Yeah. Where now we don't see that. So like you and KG, I'm not sure what Ray how his attitude was, but from my eyes seeing it, you and
even
KG,
Rondo,
they had like dogs to him.
Man, nasty. Our whole team, dog. Look at our whole team. Tony Allen
was another dog. Yes.
Perkins, dog.
You're right.
All real niggas out here,
bro. Baby, big baby.
Big baby, dog.
No. Time out.
Big Baby?
You ain't giving Baby that?
And y'all out of pocket for saying dogs. We said, yeah, y'all tripping.
I think he a dog.
He said they like dogs. No, baby dog.
Baby dog.
Baby dog. Yeah, yeah, baby dog.
Out of shape, baby dog. He was not no dog.
He wasn't a big dog. He was a baby dog.
I watched him cry all the time. Y'all getting crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I'm with you. I asked him the question. I ain't with him.
He a dog, dog. Nah, I would say he a baby dog. He like, you wouldn't put him on a dog with PG.
Don't nobody want to throw hands with Baby.
That's different.
Yes, come on.
Yeah. Man, Baby won't smoke.
Yeah, period.
He won't smoke.
But I'm saying, why you say he not a big dog? Because he was younger? Or just because you seen him cry?
I've never seen that too. I've never seen no dog moments. Everybody named, I seen Rondo show me dog against Chris Paul. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I see him give me dog multiple times. I see KG, first of all, he my favorite. I love KG.
Ticket.
The best story, you got to tell me about this story, though. Is it true?
Wow.
They said Jakeem Noah was like a big fan of KG. He said, yo, dog, get on my nuts. Imagine that.
Nah, he didn't say it like that. He didn't say it like that. He said it a lot harder than that. We at the free throw line. KG right here, Noah right here, and I'm right here. So, you know, KG intense. He looking down, he's dripping sweat. He like, hey, yo, KG, man, you was my favorite player, dog. I had your poster on my wall. And right, he telling him all this, he breaking it down. KG was like, get off my and then he said, hey. He said, and dude jumped. I look, so I'm right here like, I'm like, ooh, okay.
Well, I was told him that during the game?
Dog, this is in the game, somebody at the free throw
line.
Dog, and I'm like, oh man, he the man. You can't talk to KG right now, dog. We in the middle of the thick. You can't.
Who was the dude in the locker room? Was it you? Was it Doc? Like if KG went too far, you know, because there's some moments where he probably went a little too far. Who was that person to reel him back in?
I think I was the one that reeled him back in all the time. You know, I was this guy knowing him from young.
That respect.
Yeah, we used to go at it sometime. Definitely. I used to yell at him, and he'll yell back, though. I'll be like, all right. That's what I'm just making sure. You know, right. We had that respect, though. It never went overboard. Respect. But we could yell at each other and be like, come on, man. You got to woo-woo-woo. You got to get on point.
Right.
And we can talk like our team was like that. Like, we weren't afraid to call each other out. And it was all love at the end of the day, because after every game, we going to meet. But we'll sit just like this after the game, after the meeting's over, after everybody.
Just politic
after the game. Like, what you think we could have did better?
That's leadership. Good. That's why they were so good.
we'll talk just like that. We'll do like 10 minutes every game like this, win or lose.
I mean, it's interesting, bro. So I just want to talk about the NBA champion year, bro. Like, when y'all, in 2008, bro, y'all won the – you know, the finals, y'all win the championship, bro, and you got NBA Finals MVP, bro.
Yeah,
like,
that was just...
I'm really interested to see, like, what was that year like for y'all? Like you said, like, that's a big moment from you growing up right here in the city, bro.
No, and then playing against Lakers, though.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, yeah, come on, you gotta let me in on that, because I remember, you know, you big bro to me, you my OG, man. You came, you showed the way, you paved the way for me, bro. So, like, let the people know what that was like, bro.
That was unreal, dog. I mean, it was just like a dream, you know? I remember we won, and then, you know, we playing against Cole. We playing against the guy, you know, Cole. You know everybody put Cole back, you know, up there with MJ. So to go out there and guard him and get the best of him, that's like, come on. You know, that was like, I always tell people, look, I had to go through LeBron and Kobe in the same year. Like in the
at
same
prime,
year.
Though.
In they prime.
In they prime. Right. Was it the old LeBron?
Right.
Old.
Nah.
Was it though? Like, take us like, with Jack saying, you know, when you play ball, you can go back to like sit in the locker right before
give
the
me
game.
Game clock, all that rundown.
Yeah, like
game plan.
Like that was a different experience, bro. Because I remember I was sitting there like watching every game. What y'all went? Six games?
Yeah, we won 6-4
games. 4-2? Because you're not even playing. Like, it's not just the game. It's not just the game on the court. It's the game in your mind, too. Like, I'm going to get
it was game me. Three. So, like, game three. I remember game three. You know.
In L.A.
In L.A.
Yeah.
In L.A. So, you know, it could be kind of intimidating playing in the Staples. Because, like,
you got
Jack, Floyd, Mayweather over there. Denzel right there. Like, damn. Right. Okay. They all right.
It's hard playing for
I mean, get bright.
Yeah.
Them lights get bright in L.A., dog. And I remember I was at the free throw, and Floyd yelled out something. You know, at the free throw, I looked at him, and this just turned me on. It just turned me up. Yeah. He yelled, I don't even remember what he said, but I know I looked at him like, I said, what the you say?
Like, oh, yeah, he meant that.
What? Yeah,
right. And then I think he was like, nah, P, I'm with y'all. And I was like, oh, all right. That turned me up. I said, all right. I was kind of like, what? Like, he said, nah, I'm with y'all, P. I'm betting with y'all. And I was turned up after that. And then after that, I remember I went in the locker room. I said, I want Cole. Because Ray was guarding him. Because Cole was like, I felt like he
was lighting him.
I mean, he was going, but I was like, I know a scorer's mentality. I think the first half, and me being a scorer, I was like, Cole was like, he wasn't lighting us up yet. But I know that mentality. I know if I have a bad first half, he going to come out second half. Like, he going to come out. So at the halftime, so I looked at the stats. I was like, all right, he going to come out swinging. So I was like, I want Cole. Because I know he going to try to come out and go for like 50 second half. And I wanted that. I wanted that, dog. It was just something. I just wanted it. I don't know. I just, you know, being a scorer, I know I'm going to come out second half. And I just try to think like I'm him. Like, you know, let me guard this.
But how you guard Cole, though? Right. You know what I'm saying? What was your game plan?
My game plan was just like.
It's just Cole.
Well, it was a different, like, in their offense, Cole posted up a lot. Yeah. You know, so in that triangle. And I was like, you know, I can take that part of his game away. He ain't going to be able to post.
Because you big, yeah.
I'm going to be swiveling you, like, moving you.
And you thirsty.
I'm strong. Like,
using all your
antics.
So
I'm going to take that part of your game. We ain't doing that. We ain't exit doing that part. Yeah. We gonna exit that because you know he get hot at that mid post.
Play B.
Yeah, I made him go to different stuff. You know, so it was like if you could just take that away because he was super effective right there. So I was strong and big and I was wearing him down. I was leaning on him all game. I'm leaning on him, Then finally I'm leaning on him so much he shoots fadeaway jumper. I blocked it. You know, I'm like, damn, I blocked a cold fadeaway. And so I think that changed the whole series right there.
I gotta ask you this, because I'm a huge Kobe fan, and I really didn't like you like that.
Uh-huh. Because, I hear that all the time.
Because he was killing our Lakers, not real talk. I'm a Kobe nut. Right. And we couldn't guard him. We couldn't guard him. My thing is, give me two Kobe memories, right? I want one from actually playing, maybe in them series, yeah, a couple of them, mm-hmm. and then one off the court.
Well, the off the court one is easy. I remember.
Man, you gotta give us something you ain't tell the people already.
Let's see. One I ain't told. But this is the best one, though. This is the one we shooting the commercial,
best one. Yeah,
though.
Let's do it.
we shooting a commercial with other players. And it's me and him matched up in the commercial. So, I mean, in the commercial, you know, you like, say like the commercial is me drinking this, but I'm not really drinking it. I'm like,
right.
You know, you're supposed to, you know, fake it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, all right, we're going to go make a move on Kobe, take the shot, whatever. So I'm like, all right, cool. So I'm going to make the move. Just knock the ball out my head. I'm like, dog, what you doing?
We trying to get the shot.
So I get it again.
Are y'all cool at the time? Y'all cool?
Yeah, we cool. Okay, we cool. Right. I get the ball. I wasn't thinking. I think he just f***ing around, whatever. So I'm like, all right, boom. He knock it out again. I'm like, What you tripping? So now, the third time, I got to go hard now. He really trying to play defense.
Right.
I'm like, dog, I didn't come up here for this. So now I'm like, oh, damn, he wasn't going to let me get the shot. Like, they want to see me shoot the shot and make it, my dog. Like, he really guarding me. Oh, I was tripping off of that. I was like, damn, you really got to go hard everywhere with him. That's how hard he went every time. He was not feeling me. He didn't want that shot
to get off on him.
Not on Cole. Went to something else.
Yeah, not on Cole.
I'm going to do something else.
What about on the court?
We playing in Boston.
Playoffs?
No, this is a regular season game. Okay. This is a regular season game. It was a point. He put so much pressure on me. I think he shot the ball every single time down. He had like 40. Mm. He had about 40-something.
Every time I come down.
I look at the stat sheet, he took 41 shots on me.
Damn. Like, personal. What you do that?
Like, you ain't took 41 shots all year. He coming to Boston, took 41 shots on me. I was like, hold on, dog. He was trying to just take my head off. Like, he was trying to go for 80.
This before the championship?
This is before the championship.
I was going to say, did it have anything to do with the commercial?
No, this is before. Yeah. This is before them years we was going back and forth in the finals. This is like earlier.
Hey, look, I'm a Sixer fan, right? I'm going to keep it 100 because, Eric, you spoke about, you talked about Ray Allen, you talked about KG, Rondo, and then you said Doc Rivers. I mean, I know you biased because you got this your man, but is he a good coach like that?
I think so. Yeah, you know, Doc was at my wedding. You know, we talk about, like, I go in his office. I mean, he didn't put me in the office like, hey, look, you going out too much.
Keep it real. You just need to hear, like on some pop.
Yeah. Like, look, let me tell you this one story, though. So, look, I came in to practice one day.
Okay.
It's game day. So, the night before, man, I think I was up to like 6 in the morning kicking it.
They do party.
So, we got practice, I think, at 11. Man, I get there. All right, cool. So, I'm on a wing, and we run a play. Throw the ball, I'm supposed to cut, cross the lane. I go to one knee. I go like this. He look up, I look at him.
Whooped out.
I know my breath smell like Patron.
Yeah, he whooped.
Like, I'm whooped.
You whooped.
I'm whooped. He come up, like, so look, he like, I'm looking at him, he like, Paul, come here. And so I go up and I stop short, like.
I wanted to be all the
You know what he said? What? He was like, go home, get some rest, and be ready for tonight. I was like, thank you.
Oh, everything gone.
Yeah. I ran out of there. I went home, slept it off, watered down, came back, had like 30. 30. He won. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Football and basketball is totally different, bro. Like, yeah. They regiments and how they get ready for gamers. No way in the world we could do that, bro.
No,
like, we got to go to pregame and be ready. They go 6, 7, 8 hours before the
but
game.
But I didn't make that a habit, though. Yeah. It wasn't a habit like that. I wasn't kicking it like that the night before the game like that. It was just one of them nights. You know, it's such a long season. We got long seasons.
I ain't gonna lie though. I done hung out with a few NBA dudes though where like we go out the night before. Say we in off season, they in season. We go out, hang out. We in the club till 3-4 in the morning, drinking, get up, get into his room 6 in the morning, going to sleep, having to go through a shootout at what, like 10, 12?
Yeah, but see, they don't do that. A lot of times they don't do that no more, the shoot around. So now it'll be like game at 7. All right, we'll be on the bus at 5. Yeah. So if you get in at 2-3 in the morning, you can sleep it off all day.
Exactly.
Right. Boom, boom, boom. Be ready. Just make sure you're on the bus at 5.
Who went out with you? I know Rondo ain't go out with you.
What? Rondo get it in. Rondo get it in.
Rondo was out.
Rondo was out.
Actually, our whole team was out.
Ray wasn't out.
The whole team was out?
Man, Ray wasn't out.
Man, you crazy.
Shut up, we're crazy.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all, it's different. It's different. Look. We play 82 games, dog.
That's a game. Games.
Right, right, yeah. Dog, we gotta have some fun, dog. Sure. Come on, it's a long season.
And y'all do got the Wade roll games.
Man,
oh yeah, I'm thinking of that.
We might go to Miami. Sure, we play Miami. Say like we just played Milwaukee on Thursday,
okay,
and we got Miami on Sunday. We flying from Milwaukee to Miami, so now we got a couple of days to kick it in the city.
Oh yeah, lit,
man.
I will always bet against teams that play Miami. Right. I will bet against them because I know they're
going out.
They're going to be out.
Hey, you spoke with something serious. You said like football be different because it's a liability, right?
Yeah.
And I know you had a situation before where you got stabbed, right? Mm-hmm. I want to bring that back to the correlation with that and Ja Morant. He got with the gun and all that. Speak about that though, about liabilities, being safe.
This is the thing, and I wish I had understood it when I was that age, you know, that when you young, black, and rich in America, you a target.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And people don't like looking at you. You know, y'all look nice. We got the jewelry. This is our culture. We dress like this. We want to come out and be fly when we got it and we get it. That's just us.
Right.
And people don't like seeing that. Mm-hmm. And so you be a target, and you know you don't really realize it. You know when you first get in it. You know, as a young dude, and I was a product of some hate. You know, I'm talking to a chick and everything, and then some dude come up. Next thing you know, I'm in a squabble, you know, with like 2 or 3 different dudes getting stabbed on the ground. Like I thank God that I'm still here. Mm. Like, I knew I had purpose after that. And I don't condone what Ja Morant did, like, whatever, but I'm not going to judge him either.
Right, right.
You know, for one, it just seemed like once he did it, the next day everybody was crucifying
him. Yeah.
And I was just like, dude, 23. I don't know. How we know that's even really a gun right there, first of all?
Because it did look like a little lighter.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, how do we even know? But I understand the perception. And if he haven't done those other things, like the thing they say at the mall or with the 17-year-old kid and everything, then this probably would have got swept under the rug a little different. And so in saying that, you know, you just got to be careful. You know, where you go, who you with, and how you move. And have understand, I started having security. Yeah, I was paranoid. I was carrying a gun. But I wasn't showing nobody. I wasn't like what? Like, don't come near me. But I'm going to be tucked.
You tuck.
But why we got to go through our own mistakes instead of, like, learning from, like, your story? You know what I'm saying?
That's
like, when you talk about Ja Morant.
Because that's not realistic.
But that's the question.
Well, the thing is, we need more of the OGs to be around now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, look at his team. Who is OG?
Steven Adams.
Yeah.
And he can't relate to him.
Bro, I just don't understand that. Where's the support at? You know what I'm saying? Like,
are the most targeted and the most scrutinized as black athletes.
Right.
Like, I talk about this all the time. Hockey players play a game and then they fight and everybody watch and it's cool.
Yep.
Let that be in our sport.
Right. Yep.
Like, oh, this is oh, what is this?
Hoodlums.
Hoodlums.
Right.
You know, we get into a fight, but in hockey, you look at them, they like, all right, the referees just stop and let them take the gloves off.
It's the same thing in ball, too. Football, like, we running 20 miles per hour, smacking each other, pushing, doing all of that, and then we cross that line, fight a little bit.
Even the dress code. I remember back then, because you was part of that, they changed the dress code.
That was, you know what that was all about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But the hockey thing, that's crazy. That's they fight, and they drop like their jaws and fight.
And they watch for a little bit. Y'all can get off for a little bit.
Yeah.
But let that be one of our sports. Yeah. Oh, that's barbaric.
They've changed.
Right.
But even think about baseball. They clear the bench.
Yeah.
They do clear the bench.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Like,
oh, however many of them rushing each other, whatever. Look how they labeled the Malice in the Palace, how that was like.
Yeah, yeah.
They got suspended the whole year.
Yeah, that's right. That's
like,
right.
Like, you don't see that in no other sports.
Because we
not
black.
Exactly.
We
that's just what
sport.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
So let's get messy, man. I kind of want to stir it up a little bit, man. Let's talk about the ESPN incident, man. When you was working for ESPN and
like it was a good time.
Because you got fired because that shit was crazy, bro. You was all having a good time.
I still don't get it. Like, I mean, I got fired for what?
On your day off.
Friday on the day off.
Hey, yo. That nigga had a good time. You know what you was doing.
Hey, Shorty did look thick, too. Okay, if you gonna get fired, go out like that.
I got fired for having some entertainment.
Right.
I'm playing cards. It's my boy's birthday. It's girls dancing. And we blowing some tree.
Yeah.
I mean, what did I do wrong?
That's what it was, though. It looked like, hey, yo, can I say it?
What it looked like, B?
It looked like an orgy. Like a
nah, dog.
You had your shirt off.
Huh?
You had your shirt off?
I didn't have my shirt off. I had my shirt off.
Bro, you was having a good time.
You was playing cards.
I was playing cards.
Blunders and some girls around him. I mean,
yeah, that
was it?
Who recorded it, though? Like, somebody?
I did.
He was John Moran.
I'm turned up. I'm on live. Like,
yeah, he on live going crazy.
Oh, yeah. What's up, y'all? We out here.
He licking his lips and
no,
all
but
that.
Look,
like,
but look, I'm getting a haircut, too. Yeah. I'm getting a cut.
It's cracking.
It's popping. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why. I don't never go live either.
Oh.
I was just feeling my cut or something. I was like. Then it was popping behind me. It was like.
Had the joints over there.
Hey, dog, come on. Hey, I mean, but look. The hood was feeling me. Everybody was relating. Everybody
was
relating.
Can we hear the call?
Ring, ring, ring.
No. So they hit me, and there's a higher up. It was a lady. I'm like, hello. She's like, yeah, we're doing an investigation. I'm like, could you tell us what happened? And I'm like, you didn't see it? Like, I mean, I was just.
You saw that ass, baby.
I was just hanging out. Playing cards. It wasn't my house. Mm. It was self-explanatory.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Some girls dancing, and I was, I had some OG.
In LA, it's legal.
Yeah,
it's legal.
Yeah.
I didn't do nothing illegal.
Illegal.
But, at the end of the day, it's Disney.
Mm. Oh, it's Disney, that's right.
And so they was like, they have a morals clause. And it was just, they just said it was immoral.
Right.
Whatever.
Come to Fox, baby.
The only thing I was mad at about the whole thing is like my daughter seeing it. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to give off that perception. And I had to, that's like that's
how old is she?
She 14. I got two daughters, 14, 11. I got a 2-year-old, and so that's the only conversation I felt. And so there was like my agent hit me, we need you to offer an apology. I was like, what am I apologizing for?
Yeah.
Did you apologize?
No.
That's what I was.
Would that have made a difference, though?
What am I apologizing for?
Right.
Sorry to what? Like, come on. All them CEOs who own these networks, what you think they doing behind the scenes?
Right.
And they probably got most going on.
What's like with Jerry Jones always tell Pac, though? He say, look, you ain't doing nothing wrong, you're just doing it with your ass out in the street. That's right. That's the game. Right.
Yeah. That's the game.
I look at it from my point of view. So I'm curious to see, like, what lessons did you learn from it? Because I go back when I was young, the young D-Jack, it was a knucklehead, hung out, showed, like you said, grab my phone. Me and about 50 of my, we in pictures throwing up gang signs. Like, for me, it was like, I should have did it behind the doors. Like you said, what the owners do. I was like, that was my lesson that I learned. Like, instead of showing everybody I'm from LA, we in the streets, we in the hood, when I pull up to Crenshaw on 42nd, this was going on. I got in trouble in 2013, I said, you know what? I got to take a step back and stop showing it, bro. Because, like, nowadays, it's like, what you put out there is a perception of reality almost. So, like, did you learn any lessons? Like, you probably shouldn't have did.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, it was all because of my kids. You know what I'm saying? I can't do, like, okay, y'all might know PB on this or whatever, but he ain't gotta let y'all see it.
Right.
You know, you can guess, you know, whatever. And it's for them. Mm. Because at the end of the day, you know, as a father to daughters, you know, you want to school them, you want them to respect you. And so that's my only regret about the whole thing. Okay, yeah, did I do anything illegal? No. But at the same time, I made a mistake because my kids saw that. And so now you got to always thinking like, damn, they got to go to school because if they saw it, they friends seen it.
That's right.
And now they friends going to be at them. And so you got to constantly think like that, especially in my position. And so that's, I was like, so I had to really apologize to her and be like, you know, that wasn't right. You know, I shouldn't have been on the thing doing all that. And I apologize if I embarrassing you. You know, you don't never want to embarrass your kids.
Because your kids do think you everything.
Yeah.
But the apology that maybe it could have been to other 14-year-old girls or 11-year-old girls, you know what I mean? Maybe if they were just trying to say, like, if you apologize, would it be more for that? Because I don't think you did nothing wrong. But something like that, you just say about the 14-year-old daughter, I think about, damn, he got a 10-year-old daughter. He got the apology to them type of thing.
Yeah, it's apology to all the young girls. Yeah.
You know, so I respect that more than
I don't want them
to the.
I don't want to come off that. I don't want it to come off that I'm out here disrespecting women.
Right.
You know, and I didn't do that on the tape.
Nobody.
But
strippers,
I didn't touch nobody.
Strippers have a job though.
If you look at it, yeah.
That's occupational. Strippers they have jobs.
The is, they make a lot of money.
Come on now.
Absolutely.
They make
a
lot of money.
Yeah, like
she working.
Come on, she working right now. That's
ain't like she was naked.
Did you have a good time though?
What?
Did
he? Come on, B. Hey,
bro was living.
Hey,
you know the best part for me though. The best part, bro, was after it happened, went down. You went on live again. Bro was like,
there's another little...
I got something else coming. I got something here coming.
It's all right, nigga. We going back in.
He was like, okay, what are you about to do? What are you about to do, bro?
I'm telling you.
But you know what though? On ESPN, I got to keep it 100 though, dog. I was upset. Not upset, but I was mad that they fired him because. And we all had great careers. Now, I probably had the best career out of all of us. But anyway, that's not the story.
Even you including the truth?
No, the football dudes.
Oh, the football dudes, okay.
But no, I'm serious.
He gonna always be biased, so he posed to, though.
Yeah, right.
That's shady.
Yeah, right.
No, numbers said.
Numbers.
Let's not argue that. Anyway, ESPN, why I was mad that when you got fired is because players that have great careers, like, unless the analysts really do their homework and study it, I don't really respect a lot of them dudes' words when they're speaking on sports because, like, if he say it,
it's gonna mean more.
It's gonna mean more.
Right.
Because
he
said some stuff before. I'm like, yo, it might be controversial, or whatever. But when he said it, you gonna pay some more. Like, oh yeah, well, Truth said it, so maybe
there's something to it.
You know what I'm saying?
A little more to it. But we're in a situation in the air now. It's entertainment. It's about entertainment. Like NBA is an entertainment company now. NFL is entertainment.
Explain that.
What
you mean by that?
Company. No, that's what they label it.
Their LLC, like their companies are entertainment. Yeah.
They NFL, NBA, entertainment now. Yeah.
Mm. So they don't have to know the game, long as they can be entertaining. I guess the analysts.
You got to balance the two. You got to have to balance the two. You got to spit facts, but you got to understand it's entertainment.
See, that's different
for
me because I'm just coming out of playing. Like, y'all, you've been doing a little more and you into it now. See, so for me, like, that's the side of it I'm starting to learn now because it's me being a player, I'm not looking at it how you looking at it. Like, now he on the other side of it. He like, hold on. You sitting there talking. You don't know. I know football.
Yeah.
Like, how you going to act like you know football? Like, I didn't play. I'm a Hall of Fame. You finna stand. So it's like, yo, like, it's not, you don't have no credibility.
You hear DJ.
Nah, for real, bro.
I'm a Hall of Famer.
I hate bald. Nah, this is my issue, though. because you played and you was on the corporate side. Like, what about bums giving a perspective on good players?
Well, it don't matter. You in it, you in it. You did it.
Who the bums? Oh, hold on. Now,
I ain't gonna lie to them,
the bums?
To me, it ain't no bums.
That's not true.
No, ooh. But listen though.
Who the bums?
You
that's
ain't
what
no bums?
No, but this is the thing.
What's the bum dude name, the point guard?
A bum as compared to what? Man. Think about it this.
If you
the worst player in the NBA is better than everybody else.
Do you think you'll ever go back to ESPN, another network, or those?
Right now, I'm doing work. I'm doing some work with Showtime Basketball. Me and KG do our thing once a week.
We talk hoops.
We talk hoops. And, you know, I'm going to be doing some stuff with them surrounding boxing, too, because I'm a big boxing fan. I've been going to fights my whole life. I used to go to all the Floyd fights, Oscar De La Hoya. And so I'm going to be doing some stuff with them. I do work with the Celtics still. I'm going to Boston. I got my hands in a little bit of everywhere right now. So the key for me is just I stay busy. You know,
did you like it though?
What?
Like working with ESPN?
It was cool. It was just, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I retired.
Right. That's
You know what I'm saying? So like my last few years in the league, I was working the finals. And so, you know, I was doing the games in the finals while I was playing. And so it was like, when I retired, they was like, you want to, you know, come on full time. Right. And I was like, yeah, that's something I can do. You know what I'm saying? I did it for the last couple of years. And so it was cool, you know, so just to get that experience and doing that, because I like talking sports. Yeah. You know, it come natural for us.
It's locker room.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like I said, we sit in the locker room after practice and be sitting here doing this.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? For like another hour or something before you go home. So it come natural.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Discover why critics are calling Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes the best film of the franchise.
What a wonderful day!
It's a jaw-dropping spectacle that demands to be seen on the biggest screen possible.
We need to go.
Hang on.
It is our time.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, now playing only in theaters. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hi, it's Martha Stewart. You know, I spend a lot of time thinking about dirt. At 3 a.m., at all hours of the day, really. What people don't know is that not all dirt is the same. You need dirt with the right kind of nutrients. New Miracle-Gro organic raised bed and garden soil is so dense, so full of nutrient-rich, high-quality ingredients. Miracle-Gro is simply the best.
Such a good conversation, and we'll get back to the conversation shortly. But first, I want to show some love to some of the partners that continue to fuel energy into our platform to keep conversations like this going. Amazon, big shout out to Amazon. And when you think about Amazon, a lot of times you think about one or two services. You think about free shipping, you think about Amazon Prime. But the reality is Amazon is made up of a suite of services, Prime Fast, Prime Video, Amazon Music Prime, and free shipping. Prime is where you can go to pursue your passions. As a former professional athlete, I personally love all the sports documentaries, but I also spend a lot of time watching a lot of documentaries in film and production because this is my new thing, and that's what I'm transitioning to. A lot of times when I'm driving home from shooting a couple episodes of I Am Athlete or Paper Route, I'm listening to Amazon Music Prime just to detach and relax and reset for the next day. Whatever your interests are, whether you love sports, whether you love fitness like I do, Prime allows you to get more out of your interests. That's what makes Prime so special. From shopping to streaming, whatever it is, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime. Whatever your interests are, you can find it there. That's Amazon.com/Amazon Prime. Can I go back to basketball real quick? I wanted, like, the truth. You told me how he got the name. I ain't know Shaq gave him the name.
2001.
Shaq named everybody, don't he?
Yeah. It was 2001,
because
right?
that's one of the hardest. Is that not top five top five nicknames in all of sports? You got Prime, you got Truth.
That's cool.
Who else you got?
Cousins is a bucket, though.
Yeah, Shaq gave me that when I came to L.A. I came to Staples, and I dropped, like, 42 on him. And I think we won that game, and he saw me giving cold buckets. And so after the game, he went to the reporter and was like, you know, I knew he was good, but I didn't know he was that good. You know, just, I think this is my third year or something like that. And he said, he the motherfucking truth. That's how he said it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he said, he the motherfucking truth. And so the next day, the beat writer put it in the newspaper. So it was all in Boston. He was like, the truth prevails or something like that. And saying, so, you know, I didn't know he said it, but then next thing I know, everybody calling me Truth. And I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah. I can rock with this. Yeah. You know, everybody was just like, hey, what's up, Truth? And I'm like, what? And they showed me the article. And I was like, all right, damn.
Ain't that one of the best feelings in sports, bro? Like when you make it and then you get to sign off of one of the GOATs and the legends. Like when they say,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
You get a sign
off.
If you get a sign off from Diesel, right. I mean, come on. He, you know, it's hard to get his props.
But right. Wasn't that when he played with y'all? Because he played with
y'all.
He came later, though. This was like.
He was.
I had him my
washed.
Third year.
He was washed.
Yeah, he was washed. Well, he was done. He was done. He was done. He was done. <dunzo. laughs>
Yo, he looked huge when he was Celtics.
He could barely get up and down the court.
He was on
But I want to go back, bro. He played at Kansas, man. Kansas University, bro. Like, that's one of the best, I think, top 10, top 5 Kansas universities.
Right. They do be nice, though.
Like, coming from LA, like, what was that experience right. like for you, bro? Like, I want to know, because that's big-time basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was more than just, you know, going to Kansas.
How you leave UCLA, though? That's what I'm saying.
So, like, coming out of
USC,
they paid him more.
No, they didn't pay anymore. But like coming out of Inglewood, coming out of the wood, right?
Yeah.
So I was getting in all type of trouble, Jack. I was hanging with the cast that
same
I'm
the reason why I didn't go to cast. I know. So know we talk about that. Let the people hear.
And so, you know, it was a point to where it was one class I needed to pass to go to college, to be eligible for college where I was going to JC. Mm-hmm. The teacher failed me initially. So I had to beg him. I remember begging him, and I'm like, look, I'm not coming back here. I need you to give me a D just so I can get out of here. I'm not coming back. I know I probably turned you off or something, but I understood who I was, and I was like, if I stay home in L.A., I'm going to be running with the wrong crowd. I'm going to be getting in trouble.
That's surreal,
man. And, you know, UCLA was a powerhouse. USC was good. Yeah, I could have easily stayed home. Friends and family followed me. But I went to Kansas to visit, and I looked. It was nothing to do. I was like, this is where I need to go right here.
Lock in.
This is where I need to go right here.
You was locked in back then like that.
I knew myself. I said, yeah. I was like,
the way we was raised.
I mean, when you lose homies, when you lose teammates to gun violence or gang activity, go to jail, when you see that constantly around you, you don't want to be around. If I got a chance to get away from that, I got a chance to get away from that.
How is it out here? Did they take care of y'all? Like, you know, were we?
Yeah, talk about that. Talk about that. Go ahead.
Yeah, did they
B.
take care of you knowing that? Like, okay, that's growing up. I don't know if you ain't had a truth back then, but like, yo, that's the truth. Make sure he good. He get a pass, walk through.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's like, hood culture. That's hood culture right there.
Yeah.
So, you know, the top player in sports, you black in the hood, you going to have the gangsters looking out for you. You know, they might even get you some shoes or something. That's just our hood culture. You know, when you that dude in the hood. And so I had, you know, neighborhoods that looked out. They knew when I came to the park, you know, don't fuck with him. That's, you know, he gonna make it out. So they did everything to protect you. You know, you didn't have to fight the OGs. They was making sure you were straight. Yeah. I mean, it was one time I got into it with some gangsters at the park. And it was like, and then the OG
Darby
came over
Park.
Here, Rogers.
So I Rogers. Rogers
and
Park.
So the big homie came over like, nah, he go to Inglewood. Don't fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, but that's hood culture. So I know y'all, huh?
So Kansas was the play.
So Kansas was the play to get away. Even in the summer, I come home for 1 week, say hi to moms. I'm back out in Kansas, summer school, working out.
A lot of players like that out here, though. From like the Black Mamba. When I was with the Chiefs, he was telling me how like
he talking about D'Anthony Thomas, a little bro.
He kept talking about how he went. I'm like, why you go to Oregon, dog? Because Snoop Dogg was promoting them all them dudes, and he was like, yeah. I want to get out of LA, bro, because I knew if I was around certain dudes, people want this, want that from me.
Right.
That's our story, bro. That's we all do that, bro, including myself, bro.
I'm gonna ask you this, because I'm a huge fan of basketball and all sports. But like, you know, in football, we think we know all the basketball. You know what I'm saying? And we really, really don't. Like, we know, but we don't know because you in the locker room.
Right.
Who's probably the, when you play, I don't want to talk about now, I'm talking about when you, in your era. Yeah. Who was probably the most underrated player, right? Like,
okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To the world, he won't be a, but you might be like, man, this motherfucker, he bring it.
Underrated.
And there's somebody that was overrated.
Two of them,
you know what I mean? One in each category.
Okay, so my underrated, who my underrated?
It could be score, it could be guarding you, defense.
Underrated, somebody who I matched up with. I don't think, to me, Melo, dog.
Carmelo.
No, listen. I'd rather guard LeBron, Kobe, T-Mac before Melo. Mm. Dog.
That's gonna go
viral. Hold on.
That's gonna go viral.
Hold on. Why is that? Why is that?
Because just how, dog, he used to hurt my chest. Like, because he just, he bulldog. He a bulldog. Like, he gonna be physical. He gonna post you up. He gonna hit you with a shoulder in the chest. You gonna be hurt after the game. Like, nah, dog. Like, Melo, like, he gonna make you feel this 30. Like, you know, other cats, they gonna finesse they 30. Nah, you're going to be hurting.
And like, but if you really watch him, he is aggressive, though. He's aggressive. You wouldn't expect him to be aggressive like that.
Melo aggressive.
He aggressive, dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, he going to throw
elbows. But he's going to get the overrated.
We got to get the overrated because I got to find out who's overrated.
Overrated that I played against.
You speak your mind. You ain't nervous.
Yeah. No. I'm going to say Richard Jefferson.
Mm. Oh yeah. Did you see that? I like it. He's funny though. He can be that like funny, sarcastic. You know what I mean?
That's gonna go.
Yeah. He gonna post about that. Right. Okay, Paul. That's what you're saying. Women technically, you heard me. Yeah. He did rip that D Wade though.
He was overrated in the bubble.
He gonna be mad. Hey, I got two questions, man. So one, give me your top five players in the NBA right now. I need your top five. If you were owner right now, who the
top five? For sure. That's easy. Curry.
For sure.
Giannis. Durant. LeBron. Mm. This fifth one gonna be tough.
It's one in Philadelphia. Mm. Please don't forget him.
Hold on, let him get it.
It's one in Philadelphia. Please don't forget him.
I know.
Hold on, let him.
Don't play with my boys.
This a tough one, dog. This a tough one.
I don't think so.
It's still out there.
It's still,
no, it ain't.
It is.
It's a boy in Philadelphia.
He's still a few joints out there.
It's a few joints.
Oh, Luka? Maybe Luka.
Hold on. We need his five.
Okay.
You said Kyrie, Giannis.
No, I said Steph Curry.
Oh, Steph Curry, Giannis. You said
LeBron and KD.
LeBron and KD.
So the fifth one.
Embiid. Don't make me
trip. He's trying to force that in. Why are you trying to force that in? Why you trying to force Embiid in?
Come on, man. You know what? He just talking about his little dogs.
No. I got to go Embiid.
Thank you.
No, big bro.
Philly, let's go.
No, he Kansas, though. He Kansas. He my Kansas dude, though.
But you can't,
Kansas. No, but he a dog.
He a dog.
You picked his top five from
no,
already.
No. I could have said, I could have said Ja Morant,
Devin Booker?
No, Devin Booker not top five.
You don't think he top five?
Not top five.
Devin Booker, cold, bro.
He cold, not five.
Kawhi Leonard? Kawhi, come on.
Kawhi
not playing
in 24 months.
Don't do that, bro. He's still
playing in 24 months. What you gonna say, Anthony Davis next? Just hold on, man.
Oh my God, bro. Y'all not giving respect, bro.
We are, but not top five.
Luka.
Top five.
And it'd be your
Kawhi Leonard top five, bro. Yeah. You just saying that because he got a few injuries right now, bro.
Hey, hold on. You hear this conversation? Can y'all help me out over here?
I'm just saying. You saying he's not just because he been injured in the past?
He played in 24 months, bro.
Kawhi. Kawhi. He created load management.
Right, he did.
Nah, but he been missed time for like
2 years. Ago, Kawhi Leonard was the top five in the league. Are we not? Like, what are you talking about?
4 years ago.
2 years ago.
But when he was in Toronto,
what are you talking about?
Let him get his feet back under because he.
Okay, but still, stop acting like 2 years ago he wasn't just.
No, I'm saying,
But you grew up with Kawhi or something?
He from L.A. I'm just saying. Damn. He a kind of dude.
Yeah. What's up with you and Kawhi, bro?
He wasn't tight.
That was 2018,
Jay. It's 2019. He's a few years off. But I'm saying, though, he goddamn, bro.
Yo.
Kawhi a dog, bro.
Is he Kawhi not? Dog. I love Kawhi. See,
but it, no, because y'all just try to get on me from about last Kawhi, year, no, bro. Like, I'm no. still on that. Just
Kawhi, good. He's just not top five, Jack. That's all we saying. He's not top five, top six,
right
top seven.
Right now, he's top playing eight. Top five basketball, bro.
He's not. He's not.
Right, so now, Clippers, right now, currently, he playing top five.
Yes,
basketball.
He is. So. And that's what I'm saying.
You know why?
Because right
I do work for the Clippers right now. Right now, today.
Thank you.
He playing top five.
And that's what I'm saying. The last 2 weeks.
The last 30 games.
You kind of went on their side too, bro.
He not top five now, but I'm saying the last right now.
His dude, he no Kawhi.
Kawhi been killing.
All right, all that though. So look, man, we gotta go. So I want to talk about the wheelchair, man. You got carried off.
Oh,
wheelchair,
that was crazy.
Like, cause you know, Kobe, we walking off. You know, I love you, big bro, but Kobe walking off. What happened with the wheelchair?
Yo, I felt bad. I thought he was really hurt.
Kobe shot the free throw on Achilles.
He had to get. Though.
Yeah, but hold on.
But that's cool though. Hey, I ain't gonna lie, we all been there,
can
dog.
We talk about the wheelchair?
I'm saying he has to take a
I just want to know. Can we saying, talk about the wheelchair? You taking
that
up
is
the
wheelchair? I'm not. He is. That is
no,
the
I'm gonna say,
no, I know it is. I'm just asking.
This, no, I'm gonna say, but there's sometimes,
if I had
right,
to take a shot, I'd take the slowest possible route.
Cause you couldn't walk that shit
you
off.
Cause you your stomach, bro. Like you had to hold it. You
couldn't walk that shit.
You treat you with Pyrex. We all been there. Like, you get it?
I ain't never had this shit during the game.
Right.
I ain't never had
that. That's a rumor.
Man, come on.
I want to hear the real story, man. Give my man an opportunity to talk about it, bro.
You get size, but go ahead.
No, why would I have to fake an injury?
Right.
I'm gonna just sub out.
He was like,
that was a meme before.
Yo, he came back. He was like,
what?
I hit all these threes. I said, oh, this is bullshit. Yo, at that time, I thought the NFL was rigged, or the NBA was rigged. Hey, he came back shooting all these threes.
Hey, listen.
I'm like, come on, cuz.
Listen.
My bad. He had me mad that time,
though. It's an entertainment company, right? The NBA is
You was doing that shit way back then? You had the script. Okay.
Just like the NFL got their scripts?
Break it down, bro. I want to hear what happened, man. Come on, break it down. Can you tell the
No, I sprained my knee. I didn't ask for no wheelchair. Like, you think I said, go to the back, get the wheelchair. like, come on, dog. Like,
but you could have said no.
Oh, yeah.
You could have said no.
I was like, I didn't even get a chance to stand up. Like, I was on the ground like, damn, my shit loose. You know, I had sprained it. And so they was like, then I got carried. And then they brought a wheelchair. I mean, come on, dog. Like,
but it's like the whole demeanor, though, bro. You ain't had to be low.
He was rubbing his head. I was like, oh. I said, damn, Paul Pierce is fucked up.
It did look bad, though. I look at it. It do look kind of bad, worse than it was. I get it. And I know, listen, though. Hey, I created something that's going to live forever.
That's true, though. The fans are screaming.
Hey, listen, that storybook. I go in the back. All right, I walk it off. I ain't had to take no. Come on, let's keep it 100.
Right.
Come on, dog. I put a knee brace on, tested it out. I was like, this the NBA Finals. I don't care if it hurt. I'm going back out there. Only shit I did was on the Lakers.
Yes.
Come on now.
That's true.
Come on now.
That's definitely true, though.
Let's keep it 100. Yes. The Lakers, man.
Let's keep it. That's the only shit. Yeah.
Over and over again.
All right, so look.
So you said you was. Hold on. You said you was paranoid. From the real situation.
Yeah.
But after that, were you paranoid? Like anytime you tweak your ankle, were you conscious? Like, let me jump up because I ain't trying to get that reaction anymore.
Well, I was on the, if you look at it, we do the replay, we look at it, I was on the ground and it just felt a sharp pain. It was like a sharp pain. Oh, shit.
Look, we over there.
Hey, Keon just texted me. Keon said he wanted no. Keon said he said talk about the stain on the pants. There was a brown
stain
on the pants.
It wasn't no
stain
on
the pants. Hey, Keon,
nah. Y'all know that. You know, no. Look, you know that was superimposed on the computer.
Oh, crazy.
And the wheelchair's in my trophy case. With the MVP trophy.
Hey, no, hold on. So hold on. All right,
next,
bro, stop.
Next to the ring.
Next to the ring. All right, now hold on. We talking about a whole lot of shit. The only shit my brother did, like you said, was on the Lakers. Like, I grew up a Laker fan, bro. We all know you killed us. What was it like, though? You born and raised here, bro. I keep going back. This is the city, bro. You went to Boston and played, bro. Like, that's the ultimate Laker rival, bro. Bro hate you. I love you to death because you big, bro. I couldn't hate you, but I hated when you shit on the Lakers. But honestly, bro, what was that like from a kid coming from L.A., bro, and playing versus our rivals, bro? Like, that got to sit different with you because did you – I ain't never asked you this. We've been rocking for a long time, but did you grow up a Laker fan?
Hell yeah.
So what was that like, bro?
I mean, it was just like I wanted to be a Laker, of course. But you know how it go. You play where you get drafted to. You play where they give you that bag.
I really want to know, like, what was it like, bro, for you being, like, you know.
You know what I did after we won it? You know what I did? You know, I flew out here, came home. I came home.
To celebrate. Wow.
To celebrate. You know, the first thing I did, I went to Katana. Right? It's packed Friday night. I bring the MVP trophy and put it outside on the table, like, boom. It's like about 15 of the homies. Nice. Boom, flat. Like, I'm gonna put the trophy right here so everybody can see this. Let them see this.
That's
so we put our feet up. I'm on the balcony of Katana with the MVP trophy right there.
Cold.
Right there on Sunset.
That's a
with all the homies.
That's a war.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
That's a
yeah.
picture.
Dave-O, you remember that?
Hey, that's hard right there, though.
What? Everybody looking. Like, oh, man. I'm like, yeah, motherfucker.
Top of the world.
Right, right.
That's
I'm on top of Sunset with the MVP trophy sitting outside
that's
of the patio.
That's a
eating.
Picture. I need that.
Did
that flick?
With the trophy. I don't know. I might got it somewhere. Dang. I got the trophy right there.
Did that mean something different for you, though, being a kid from L.A. and actually winning versus the Lakers? And like, what was that like, bro?
I mean, I felt like I was on top of the world, dog. I'm going to Spain that summer. Yeah. I'm going
everywhere.
I'm like, oh, I'm. So like, and so I go to Vegas for like a month. Like a whole month. Nigga, I got me a World Wrestling Federation belt. I got my jewels on. I got my wrestling belt on. I'm walking around whole Vegas. I'm that guy for the summer. Yeah. For one summer, I'm the guy, right? You know what I'm saying? So I got the belt. I'm walking around Vegas, shirt off, white beater on, sagging like, yeah. Like, watch out. I'm in the
LA
club. Like, I'm in the club with the homies. Like, oh, watch out. Yeah, let's move over to VIP. Boom, look out. This is my spot. Right here, get out of here. Hey, you, come here. Sit on
yeah.
there.
Hey, you ready to make a call.
In your friend. You in your friend.
I mean, you know, it's not every that. Like,
yeah,
I got a chance to sit there.
For sure.
And I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Was that the highest moment you think of your career?
Man, what? Outside of getting drafted? Man, I'm the guy. I got the trophy. Like, no, I got the MVP trophy.
To wrap up
I'm the best in the world.
To wrap up this show, I got just a few things. Like, tell us about that moment where you was like, damn, like, I made it. Almost like starstruck in a way. Not just, got drafted.
I know what you're saying.
You understand?
I'm going to say I felt like I really made it was 2000 and my third year, my fourth year again. It was my fourth year. And I made the All-Star team, and I'm in the layup line, and I'm going my layups. I'm just, you know, I'm like, damn, that's chills going through my body. I'm in the All-Star game. And so Denzel, like, hey, Pierce. I look, and I look, and I was like, I know he's, hey, Pierce. And I'm looking, it's Denzel.
Right, yeah.
And I'm like, hold on, Denzel know who I am? Like, think about it. You know, we grew up, Denzel, he that guy. He that dude. So when Denzel hit me with the, like, Pierce, come here.
Yeah.
And took a flick with him, I was like, oh, man.
Shit, yeah.
That is big right
there. That's
when you knew you made it.
That's when I'm like, okay, I done hit like a certain level now.
Y'all had a moment like that?
Dog, that was
in my career.
That was lit.
Yeah. I know. That's exactly what I meant. That's why I said,
that's what I'm saying.
When you get drafted.
LA though.
Nah, when Denzel asked me for a flick, I'm like, oh, damn. Yeah. I was starstruck from Denzel.
This is a moment I had in my career. So, you know, I'm a diehard Kobe, like, number one over even Michael Jordan. You can say I'm crazy, but I love Kobe over anybody.
Yes, sir.
Bro, I had an opportunity to meet Kobe, and when I met Kobe, he a diehard Eagle fan, bro. Yeah. Like, he loved the Eagles, bro. He like, D-J? He had the 10 jersey on. I said, I swear to God, bro. And then when I did the punt return versus the Giants, he actually, they interviewed him. He was getting on the bus.
After playing the game, he watching the game, bro, and I went crazy. And he was like going back to tell him like how he remembered it, and I heard him talk about me. I said, Kobe talking about me? Oh, it's over.
When was the game?
I said, it's over, bro.
When was the Laker game?
Then he looked out and he gave us the shoe.
He took his shoes off and gave it to us.
On me. I told him, like, before the game, me and Shady, you know, we young. We on the feet up. Females, I ain't going to use the word, but females out everything. He came over. He was like, what's up, bro? I'm like, hey, I need some shoes after the game, bro. You know, I was like, this McCoy. McCoy, you know, in the dude, hollering. After the game, I swear, bro.
That's not true.
Hold on, what are you talking about, bro?
I'm not calling you a liar. I'm just saying you might not remember. It was a long time ago. Because the way I remember.
That's not true. I said he came over hollering. I'm like,
but no, I said he didn't know you had to introduce him.
I didn't say I introduced him.
How
you remember? Tell
me your version.
The truth? Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean it. My bad. Look, so.
Y'all crazy.
First of all, me and him sitting down, right? We see he make eye contact. We like, oh. Us, Kobe, he on the other side. At halftime, bro, we didn't talk to him. Some people came over and
who said we talked to him at halftime? I said before the game. He shook our hand before the game. What are you talking about?
We ain't talked to him before the game, bro.
So after the game we talked to him?
Hey, this on tape. This on tape.
This is live.
I talked to him. What are you talking about?
All right, maybe he talked to him. I wasn't there.
Crazy.
So what's the story?
I don't even care about the story no more.
What's wrong with
y'all? It just happened differently. You know what I mean?
Oh, my stomach, dog. Oh, my stomach.
That's my brother, though.
It don't even matter, bro.
Yeah, this one sound better.
Yeah, it sound
like he took his shoes off right here. It was like, here, y'all.
I didn't say he took them. He gave him his shoes, bro. I said he signed them and gave them to us.
He said that you said. You said
that. Mamba. He ain't do that. Mamba.
I didn't say he did that, bro. No, that's not what I heard, bro. I'm telling the story about him basically explaining when we won, right, how he talked about me, bro. Yep. And then we obviously went to the game and we sitting on the court seat, bro.
Tell us, bro.
I shook his hand. I don't know what he's talking about. I heard that, bro. What's up? Okay. After the game.
He went to the bathroom.
Yeah,
you,
that's my question.
Right.
Hold on. All that.
Yep.
It's my thing.
Yep. I love these two, dog.
I'm not upset. Nigga, I'm
I love these two, dog.
I'm not upset. How did we get the shoes?
Listen, we drove together, right? You remember that?
Bro, I don't know. It was 10 years ago. Whatever. How?
Okay, so we drove together, though. We go there. We get in our seats. You know what I mean? We see Kobe make eye contact. He like, yo, what up? At halftime, the equipment people, they come out and they give me and him both sneakers. Did that happen?
Halftime or after the game?
Halftime. At halftime.
I don't remember at halftime. I don't.
You don't remember that part. All right, cool.
I'm saying, why
was he getting his shoes right here?
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
time out. Hold on real quick. So we didn't leave with the box of sneakers from Kobe Bryant that day?
So at halftime?
I'm asking you a question.
After the game, yes.
Okay, listen.
But at halftime, what do we do with
bro,
the game?
Listen, bro, listen. I'm going to say my version, and then he could continue his version. At halftime, the equipment manager, little dude, whatever, he came out, he had two boxes of sneakers. Yeah. Kobe signed them both, right? That's when we met his wife. Well, I met his wife and his kids was there. You know what I mean? We talking about Kobe Bryant fan. She talking about he an Eagle fan, all that stuff. Do you remember that part or no?
Well, tell your story.
Okay. Right, because you know what I'm talking about.
Tell your story.
So look, and then after the game, we spoke to him.
What did I say that was wrong? What, I just said we shook hands.
I'm going to stay out of it, Paul. What did he say?
It sounded like a little bit, right?
A little conflict.
I ain't trying to say I'm the reason why he know Kobe. I ain't saying that. I'm just saying we both hollered, bro.
Pete, come on, Pete.
I'm saying, like, so y'all had the shoes during the game right here?
At halftime, we had the shoes, bro. He brought them out.
Where y'all put them?
Kobe never physically gave us.
Where y'all put them at during the rest of the game? Just on the floor?
I had them on the floor, yes.
Okay.
Kobe never gave us the shoes, or did he?
He signed them.
I just said he gave us the shoes, bro. Y'all being messy, gang. Y'all tripping, bro. That ain't even that funny, though. I'm done.
But anyway, I'm going to go back to when the shit happened with ESPN that night. You know, I went live. You know, I didn't understand what really happened. So the next morning, I wake up. I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, tough night. I wake up to 1,000 messages and me viral. So I'm like, oh, like, what? And so the day go by. I'm just like, oh, shit, what the happened? So it's like 7 o'clock. And so I text good morning at 7 p.m. And that went viral on Twitter.
Hey, you had a rough night. It was loaded.
I said good morning at 7 p.m. to Twitter. song that went viral. I was like, oh, I don't know what I did. I'm getting calls from my agent. I'm getting calls from family. I'm like, oh, I didn't realize.
That damn near was a blackout night.
No, I'm living with my girlfriend at the time, who just had a kid.
Oh,
so
that's crazy.
I mean, it wasn't cheating.
With all, it was just, all that ass in that video?
That wasn't cheating. Like, ain't no difference.
It's more like,
but that's not cheating.
Why are they around you?
She know I'm there though.
That's not cheating though.
That's not cheating.
So what was
like, what's the difference from like that? And like, say we go to the strip club. I wasn't getting a lap dance.
She was shaking that shit behind you though.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, she was shaking the shit out of you.
All right, man.
Subscribe. Come back next Monday. Appreciate Big Bro for tapping in with us finally. It took a year and it took D-Jack to get him here. Peace.
We had to fight to get a meal, yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills, that's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know, despite your skills. Facts. He been riding for the fam, you gotta light the wooden wheels straight up. But in the past bag, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lie to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. In fact, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/podcastfree. All lowercase, shopify.com/podcastfree, shopify.com/podcastfree.